This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. New information: a Massachusetts lawsuit against the maker of the drug OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, reveals the state's ties to Purdue's owners and some executives. Attorney General Maura Healey claims the company is liable for the opioid epidemic that has claimed thousands of lives in the state. She filed the suit in June, but a 274-page memorandum in the case, out this week, reveals details of how Healey alleges the drug company pushed OxyContin here. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following this story. Deborah, the new documents filed in the case help answer the question of why Massachusetts is suing members of the Sackler family of Connecticut, the owners of Purdue Pharma, over the opioid epidemic. So tell us, why is it?
Well, the primary answer is that A.G. Healey alleges that the defendants in this case, which include members of the Sackler family and former Purdue Pharma executives and members of the Purdue board, all helped the company make thousands of visits to Massachusetts doctors and had the doctors aggressively promote OxyContin. Now, this complaint says Purdue sales reps visited Massachusetts prescribers and pharmacists more than 150,000 times between 2007 and 2018 and provided gifts and meals to more than 2,000 Massachusetts prescribers during that time. So the argument, Lisa, is that the company's fortunes and the Sackler family's billions are tied to sales in Massachusetts. Additionally, most of these defendants have some direct connection to this state.
And why did the complaint start with Purdue sales visits back in 2007?
So that was the year that Purdue executives pleaded guilty to federal criminal charges of misrepresenting the dangers of OxyContin. The company paid a more than $600 million fine and agreed to monitor its marketing practices. So this complaint's concerned with what's happened since then, alleging that Purdue continued to promote a drug that it knew was dangerous and that it used Massachusetts doctors and others to help with that promotion.
How much of a market does Purdue Pharma have here?
Well, the complaint says that sales in Massachusetts represented 2.8% of Purdue Pharma revenues. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's about $500 million in sales since 2007. And aside from sales, the complaint cites a few other things. Among them, it says that marketers for Purdue boasted about how the company successfully lobbied for opioid-friendly legislation in Massachusetts. And there are also some Massachusetts institutions named in the complaint.
Which institutions?
Mass General Hospital is named, and the complaint says that Purdue continued funding for a program at MGH on pain, which contributed to, quote, the deceptive promotion of opioids. MGH, we did receive an email response from them this afternoon. Essentially, what they sent us was an editorial written a long time ago after that program was launched in 2002, saying that Purdue in no way influences medical materials about treating pain. Another institution, Lisa, was Tufts University. The complaint alleges that the Sacklers continued to support a program that they started at Tufts, and A.G. Healey's complaint says that this program was such a success that Purdue wanted to use it as a model to influence teaching hospitals around the country.
What about the ties of the defendants themselves? And this is members, individuals in the Sackler family, the ties they have here.
And board members. So one defendant, Richard Sackler, the complaint cites his ties to Tufts University and his work with a Massachusetts biotech company. Another defendant, Judith Lewent, is a board member at Purdue. She's also on the governing board of the MIT Corporation, and a former Purdue executive, Russell Gastia, is from Massachusetts, and the complaint accuses him of traveling around the state to promote, quote, dangerous opioids.
How about the local reaction to the information in the complaint?
I would say I think a lot of folks are surprised by the numbers in this complaint, the number of sales visit to doctors, particularly, and the effort that was undertaken to promote OxyContin. I spoke with Joanne Peterson. She founded the Family Support Group Learn to Cope. She actually went to protest Purdue in 2007, and she's been watching this case ever since. And she says, you know, she welcomes this litigation, but she calls it only a first step toward correcting a major public health problem.
It'll be years before we see any of this get better, I think. It's just astronomical, the amount of families that have been destroyed, the amount of people that have died. the amount of people that continue to die every day.
And Joanne Peterson says she hopes that the company is eventually held responsible, whether it's the Sackler family or the company.
And how about response from either Purdue or the Sackler family?
Well, the Sackler family didn't comment. Purdue Pharma calls these allegations sensational and irresponsible, and the company emailed a statement saying that Massachusetts, quote, cherry-picked information to bolster these allegations and that the state is using confidential documents to try to embarrass the company.
Does the state seek damages?
The suit does say that the state has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the opioid epidemic, more than $200 million in fiscal year 2019 alone, and it says the Commonwealth does intend to seek reimbursement from the defendants for expenses abating harms they caused.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you.
Thank you.